So do you have a party? Wonderful. It's always good to have a party. It is. It is. That's what birthdays are for. Okay, anything that, any certificates or something that graduated or something to celebrate further? Yes.
No.
Store nearly finished. Yes. Linda's celebrating that.
Yes, I am. I'm also celebrating the fact that we made a little movie at our school and we entered it in the nationwide competition and we got second.
Wow.
I had nothing to do with it. It was a wonderful pair of
people. Second is good. Second is good. Excellent.
We have an excellent whole soldier in the NetBow production sitting over there. We sit there, it's just amazing. Dancing. And a choreography on stage.
Excellent. Well done, Cynthia.
Yeah.
We have a great grandchild.
Last Sunday,
actually, in fact, we just didn't have it official till for last Sunday. So.
Wonderful.
A boy.
Wonderful. Yeah, grandson. Yep.
Excellent. Yeah. Great grandson.
Yep.
How cool is that?
I've got a brag on God this week. We had a cool thing happen in Tiana. Tiana has done that. Oh, perhaps if I back up in the lightning strike that happened in Tiana last year, it took out the X-ray machine. And so they had no X-ray machine in there. So most people were packed
in the medical center.
At
the medical centre.
At the medical centre, yeah. And most people had to be either helicoptered or ambulance through the queue to actually get the right results, seeing their X-ray machines been down. But Southland Health Board paid 100% of their X-ray machine. The Tiana Baptists wanted to donate a scanner machine to them, which would have made such a world of difference. And so we were able to donate about $25,000 to them for that, but it cost $31,000. And during the weeks up to that, I had a real conviction that if we couldn't meet how much it cost, that I felt God prompting me to go into the community and ask some of the business owners if they would consider donating the last amount of money. So I had five businesses that I was going to look at. The first one wanted to do it, but couldn't. And the second one was actually parked outside. The owner of the business was parked outside the first business I went into. And I approached them and told them what I was doing for the medical centre and had a piece of paper from them. And just said, I'm going around about five businesses just asking if they might consider making the shortfall. And I said, just $500, $1,000 towards it would be fine. He said, email me with the sum total. And the sum total was paid that day.
Wow.
So they've actually ordered this machine. It's better than the first one they were looking at because the folk that they were buying it off didn't realise that they wanted it so quickly. And so they've given them a virtually brand new demo model that's got a 5-year warranty. The original one they were going to buy only had a 1-year warranty and was going to cost $2,000 a year after that warranty. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. They should have it by the end of this week.
Yeah, that church has been still grinning, still smiling at being able to give. And God loves hilarious givers. And the people that are receiving the gift are still smiling. It's good to receive as well. Well, anybody recognize that? No? What is it?
McDonald's.
At McDonald's, Happy Meal, of course it is. And the fries were actually not bad. The chicken nuggets. I don't know what happened to those. I think they're mystery meat of some kind. What's the first thing, kids? What's the first thing you go for in a Happy Meal? A toy. There we go. The toy. I haven't had a look at this yet. Fuzzbert. I mean, and trolls and a pencil. It's called a happy meal because it's supposed to make you happy, right? You want this? Of course you do. In a minute. You come see me after, okay? You were brave enough to ask. Good for you. So we've got some juice and we've got Fuzzbert. Now, happy meals are supposed to make you happy, but I guarantee that this is not a very good quality deal. I don't know how long it will last, but I think the happiness lasts as long as the next happy meal. Is that right? Whenever you have McDonald's, it's interesting. So it's an interesting food product. But they call it a happy meal. And this morning, I want you to know that the Saviour has a happy meal too. And we're going to celebrate that today. It's a happy meal that is full of very, very good quality. It's the happiness and the joy lasts forever, really. It lasts on and on because of what Jesus has done for us. So I want you to think, every time we have communion, think about the Saviour's happy meal. I'm going to be telling a little bit later just why it's a happy meal. It's not a sad meal, but it's a happy meal. So you can have McDonald's every now and again. It's probably not too much damage will be done to you. what we're going to do, and this is entirely up to, there's nothing planned about this, but what you can do, if you wish to, parents are okay with this, and your Sunday school leader is okay with this, we're going to sing some wonderful worship songs together that will lead us straight into communion. And because I can get away with this at this stage and I don't know what you do traditionally, we're going to have communion as part of our worship set today that leads us into the wonderful presence of God. And so if the children want to be part of that, then that's up to parents, I guess, and Sunday school after that. Would that work? And the reason I wanted to do that was just in case you miss out, you don't know about Jesus' happy meal. Okay? Let's go.